profitable producing. How do you make a film that's profitable and continue to make films that are profitable? Hello, filmmakers. I'm Tom Malloy. Welcome to another action-packed episode of the Filmmaking Stuff podcast, where we share tips and tactics so you can take action and make your movie now. So making a movie that makes profit is the goal for many filmmakers, if not all filmmakers. And the ones that I would say it's not their main goal is that those are the ones that are just trying to make art and make personal films and really don't care. But that's tough because it's tough to keep investors on board with that. But the goal that most people have is to make a great movie and sell it and make a lot of money. In fact, that's something that lures many people, filmmakers and investors, into the movie business because of that chance at the lottery ticket. The stories that get publicized are the ones where Apple TV bought it out of Sundance for $14 million, or Netflix picked this up for a $20 million deal. So those are the stories that get publicized. You don't see the thousands and thousands of other movies made each year where nothing's happening, or they're getting put on some VOD platforms and really not making that much money. So for you, making a profitable movie, what does that entail? Well, the first thing that you have to think about is, prior to going into the movie, is it a genre that historically makes money? Is it something like an action movie, a sci-fi, a thriller, a horror movie? You know, even though there are a lot of horror movies made every year, like a ton of horror movies. The other could be a family film or a family-oriented comedy. So it's a drama or a comedy that is vanilla in a sense that there's no cursing, there's no sex, there's no drugs, and it's able to be watched by families. Now, the ones that are very tough to make money off of are the edgy drama and the edgy comedy. They don't sell internationally, and they have a tough time even selling domestically in the United States. So that's a problem going in. And the joke is that many filmmakers, that's what they want to make. They want to make the edgy drama, or they want to make a really fun, super bad type comedy. And those are the ones that aren't making that much money. So going into it, is it going to be a genre that is a profitable genre? The next part of the equation is the cast. I've heard too many directors and producers say, I just want the best person for the role. And my response to that is, well, why not get somebody that's a namey cast that's also the best for the role? There are so many answers to this question about getting a name talent and how it is doable, even on the lowest of budgets, based on the script and the passion of the director and the whole pitch and all that. There are many ways to cast a name star, no matter what your budget is, and have somebody that brings value from their name, their recognition, their social media influence, or a combination of all those things, that may also be the best person for the role. So now you have a unique situation where you've got a marketable genre and you have cast that makes sense, and you're going to try to put as much production value, like 10 times the production value. If you're making a $10,000 movie, it should look like $100,000. If you're making $100,000, it should look like $1 million. If you're making $1 million, it should look like $10 million, right? And so if you can bring that production value in, which there are tons of ways to do that, including cast and getting the right people and having that whole team effort and being super focused and super talented on all of that, well, then you're setting yourself up to start down the profitable path. Now, the second aspect of that is the path that most people forget. Most people just want to finance the movie and try to make something great. And I get it. That's the way I was when I started. It was just about, let's make a great movie. We're going to sell it. You know, we're going to find a way to sell it. And I didn't really focus on the back end. And on filmmaking stuff, those are our two main focuses. We don't focus as much on film production as we do film financing and then film sales and distribution. So what I'm going to say is that you need to be setting yourself up for that back end of the movie, which is getting relationships with sales agents and distributors and having a potential path, keeping them updated on where your film is and what is the status, and keep them on the hook and get them excited to see it. Now, how do you do that? You're going, well, how am I going to meet these people? The key is, and I've said it over and over again, go to film markets. There are three major film markets: the EFM, European Film Market in Berlin in February, the Marché du Film in Cannes in May, that's the biggest one, or the American Film Market that's normally had been, at least for the past 30 years, in Los Angeles at the end of October to November. This year, it may be in Las Vegas. It hasn't been determined yet. But you need to get yourself to one of those. And I would say the AFM is probably the easiest to get to financial-wise. Cannes is the most accessible because it's a trade show open floor. And so you don't have people like in AFM where they're kind of in their hotel rooms and it might feel a little intimidating to just walk into that room. But that's where you're going to get those relationships. And I tell you, it doesn't matter if you have a completed film or not. You could just have an idea for a film. It's still great to go there, network, get some business cards, talk to who is the film sales company, distribution company, and ask who is the acquisitions person, and either meet that person or get their cards so that you have that contact for the future. So when your film is done, you have a path to sell it. Stack all the cards in your favor before you make the movie. If you can do that, it's not a guarantee that movies will be profitable, but you are literally tilting the odds in your favor that that's going to happen. And if you can do that and continue to do that, well, ultimately you'll eventually make profitable movies if you don't make a profitable movie from the first time. And that is what leads to a career, and that's what leads to your longevity in the film business. Thank you for tuning into the Filmmaking Stuff podcast. I'm Tom Malloy, and I can't wait to see the incredible films you'll create. Don't forget to subscribe for more tips, tactics, and inspiring stories. Until next time, take action and make your movie now.